The train station. The Spokane Falls and Northern Railroad was built through Myers Falls, now Kettle Falls, in 1890, and provided a vital connection for moving timber, ore, and fruit out of the area, and supplies and settlers in. In 1911, where you now see small white buildings just behind the warehouse, you would have seen a railroad station with wagons loading and unloading goods. And in December 1911, you would have seen Henry and Cora Michael, along with their 7 children, finishing a long journey from Chicago. This was a trip of nearly 2,000 miles. Russell was 7 years old at the time, and later wrote about the trip. "I wasn't too happy about coming west, as I couldn't bring my colt along, but Uncle Bert wrote and said he had a mare which would have a colt in the spring, and I could have it. This was the first of the many horses I owned. She was born pure white, with 1 blue eye. We left Indiana the first part of December. We came by train, which took 3 days and 4 nights. The train wasn't crowded that time of year. There was another family with 4 or 5 kids going to the coast, and our family of 7 kids. We had 1 car pretty much to ourselves. We had a big box of food along, so we wouldn't have to buy any on the train. It lasted until we got here. Uncle Harrison Reed and a neighbor, Stanley Potter, met us in Myers Falls with 2 teams and wagons to take us and our baggage to Grandpa's place." Pause the audio recording here and make your way to the next location, the main street of Old Kettle Falls.